Game 1 of a doubleheader Tuesday between the Marlins and Phillies. A moment of silence before Game 1 for legendary Hall of Fame Spanish broadcaster Rafael Ramirez, who passed away Tuesday at the age of 94. Game tied at 2 in the top of the 5th. Giancarlo Stanton at the plate.
Stan drives out in the gap, left center field. It's going to scoot to the wall. Racing for third is Rojas. Around third, Freddie will send him. And Giancarlo Stanton has driven in the third run of the ball game, and Miami's got a 3-2 lead.
3-1 to Ichiro is hit high in the air, deep right center. Back goes Kim at the wall. Goodbye! Ichiro with a go-ahead three-run home run. It's his 21st pinch hit of the year to tie a Marlins record. And Miami grabs a 6-3 lead on Nola in the 7th.
He puts his bat in the spot where it stays the whole game. And he sits back up on the bench like it was nothing.
Well, you telling me it's a little old school?
No, it's like, hey, this is what I do. Stanton to right, that's got a chance. That is gone! Number 46 for Giancarlo, opposite field. And Miami's lead is now 7-3.
That is where the closed stance pays its dividends against a guy like Nola, who was on the outside part of the plate against Stanton. I'm not talking about the curveball that he lined in the left center field gap. I'm talking about the two-seamers that were away. Stays on it, drives it down the right field line for number 46. How about it?
1-2 to Ozuna is ripped deep to left toward the corner and gone. A line drive home run. It's the third Marlins home run in the inning. For Ozuna, number 28, a two-run blast to make it 9-3 Miami.
The Marlins take Game 1, 12-8. Giancarlo Stanton becomes the first NL player since 2009 to hit at least 46 home runs, as Prince Fielder and Albert Pujols both reached the mark that year. The Phillies lose a game in which they hit at least 5 home runs for the first time since 2010. Dan Straley struck out 10, and Giancarlo Stanton and Ichiro both went deep in the same inning, setting the tone for the Marlins' 12-8 victory over the Phillies on Tuesday. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Guys kept swinging them. Each's homer was huge. I thought it just kind of freed us up in there to kind of go a little different direction. We were able to hang on without having to use really our true back end guys. So, Giancarlo and then Ozuna and then JT. I mean, they obviously, it made it a lot more comfortable at the end of the game for guys to keep going, but they were swinging them too, so we got to keep going.
So Ichiro comes up, he got first and second. Looked like he showed bunt first pitch. You know, you're almost like, why didn't you bunt?
They got lefty in the pen, and they're going to get lefty with D. And, you know, with each, you don't really feel like he's going to get doubled up. So you can take a chance for him to swing the bat. You don't expect that. But you can take a chance to swing the bat because you really don't feel like he's going to get doubled up.
Was he bunting the first pitch and then?
No, he was. If he was bunting, he was bunting on his button for a hit.
Mm-hmm. And it worked out.
Yeah.
What about Straley tonight? Gets 10 strikeouts. He has probably pitched a little better than maybe some of the numbers show. And yet he hadn't been able to win in a long time. And neither is your team. I think you were 0-6, 0-7 the last starts.
Yeah, it was good to get him a win. He's pitched probably well enough to get some wins in there, just to get that behind him. It's a good thing, but it looked like the ball came out of his hand pretty good today. His only, the ones he was giving up seemed to go a long way.
The closed-off stance is really doing a lot for Stan, kind of allowing him to not fly open. Do you think, or does it surprise you that you don't see him hit balls where he hit that homer today even more often with that stance?
Not really. He's going to hit it where it's pitched right now, and we see with the double he's taking his hits. So I think it's just a matter of him feeling comfortable, where he's at right now.
With Straley, he seemed to have a little more whiffs than normal. Was his swings and misses?
Oh.
Did you notice that? And
I thought he was going good. It was better. It was a shadow game, so you don't know quite what's going on. I think both sides during those few innings there looked like there got to be some innings where it was a little tough to see. But it looked like the ball's come out of his hand good today. His changeup to me was good. Do some good sliders. So, again, he was good enough.
Ichiro hit it almost 100 feet farther than Giancarlo today. You think anybody has a little fun with that once they
I'm not sure if they had time for that. Yeah, I got 30 minutes to get going again, so maybe later.
Dan Straley leveled his record to 8-8 on the season following six innings of three-run ball, striking out 10 as the Marlins took down the Phillies on Tuesday in game one of a doubleheader by a 12-8 score. Straley spoke to the media following the game.
I gave everything I had to my team, my guys in that clubhouse, and just try to, like I talk all the time, preach all the time, just keep us in the ballgame as long as I can. And today that was kept us in the ballgame right there through six innings. And you give this guys on this lineup long enough, they're going to start scoring runs. And that was exactly what happened today. I mean, I got to Nola right there in the seventh inning for a couple runs, and it just really kind of changed the tone of the ball game. And it's just one of those things where I just happened to pitch long enough in order to get the win. But it was just really just trying to keep us in there as long as I can. And, you know, it was one of those understanding the situation. I came out and I even told Donnie, I was like, you know, if you need more. And he just kind of like said, like, you know, you've done everything we could ask you to do today. And then Ichiro comes in and hits for me and hits a three-run home run. And I look back over him, I was like, yeah, there's no shot I could have done that. So it's just some of those fun things where, you know, we always have more we feel like we want to give. And today I feel like it was an absolute perfect situation. And Ichiro came in and with a big home run, just really kind of tipped it over for us.
Were you guys surprised he didn't bunt? Looked like he showed it maybe first pitch.
I mean, it.
First and second, nobody out? Three.
Yeah, he was trying to move him over right there. And then, you know, after two strikes, he's just going to start hitting. And so, I mean, we've all seen what that man's capable of, and definitely hitting balls that far. It's in there. If you guys ever watch BP, it's in there. It's almost like he chooses when he wants to do it.